case to order at 8:40. Yeah, present this morning is Representative Wilson, Representative Elkin, Co-Chair Ledoux, Speaker Harris, and Co-Chair Thomas. Today we have HB 420. Where is Representative Gatto today?
But another guy.
420, it's the governor's bill, and we have the administration of the department here to present the bill for us today. So at this time, come up to the mic and introduce yourself and present the bill.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair and Madam Co-Chair. My name is Marty Freeman, and I'm the Forest Resources Program Manager for the DNR Division of Forestry. I also served as the co-chair for the Science and Technical Committee that reviewed this bill and the implementation group that helped to draft it. The implementation group included a wide variety of interests, and I serve as the liaison to the Board of Forestry, which has also endorsed this bill. I'd like to speak in support of the bill today. It's the result of the hard work by many people, which has led to broad support for the bill. The bill responds to the Board of Forestry's request that the agencies review the riparian management standards throughout the state. We previously completed reviews for Region 1, which is the coastal region of the state, and that resulted in changes to the legislation to the Forest Practices Act in 1999. And we completed a review that led to changes in 2003 for the interior part of Alaska. So this is the last region of the state. We've now completed the review for Region 2, which is South Central Alaska. There's a map in your packet, and it shows up as the blue area on the map in the packet. As in the other regions, we began with the Science and Technical Committee that recommended changes needed to provide adequate protection for fish habitat and water quality. The next step was to work with an implementation group that represented affected interests to determine how to implement the recommendations in a manner that works on the ground, and they also drafted the legislative changes. Finally, the draft legislation was reviewed by the Board of Forestry. Key points in the bill's development are that the process was based on the best available scientific information, that it was open to the public throughout the process, and that it involved a wide range of interests at each step. Scientists, the timber and fishing industries, native corporations, municipalities, state trust land managers, environmental interests, the Board of Forestry, and experienced field staff from the three state agencies that implement the Forest Resources and Practices Act. The final package includes support from the Board of Forestry, which represents the timber and fishing industries, native corporations, environmental organizations, professional foresters and fish and wildlife biologists, mining organizations, and recreational organizations. The changes that are proposed help ensure that the goals of the Act are met to provide adequate protection for fish habitat and water quality and to support healthy timber and fishing industries. Importantly, these changes also help ensure that the Forest Practices Act continues to satisfy the requirements for non-point source pollution prevention under the Federal Clean Water Act and the Coastal Zone Management Act requirements. This means that the Forest Practices Act keeps providing one-stop shopping for the timber industry with respect to state and federal non-point source pollution and coastal management standards. In terms of its relation to the existing Act, this is not a wholesale revision of the Forest Practices Act. It's targeted specifically at the forest practices standards for riparian management streamside buffers in Region 2. The Science and Technical Committee and the Implementation Group did not recommend changes to other parts of the Act. Region 2 has been using interim standards for riparian protection since the Forest Practices Act was revised in 1990. Under the current standards, timber harvesting could occur up to the bank of anadromous waters under some conditions. In the rest of the state, there are buffers on all anadromous waters. I'd like to summarize the provisions in the Act. First, the bill classifies water bodies in Region 2, South Central Alaska, into four types, and these are water bodies that have anadromous or high-value resident fish. When we say high-value resident, we mean fish populations of resident fish that are actually used by someone that are fished. There are four types of water bodies under the proposal, and then it sets riparian standards for each of those water body types. There are two types that deal with large, dynamic rivers, rivers where the channel is shifting around. And one is for the glacial rivers and one is for the non-glacial rivers. Those are types 2A and 2B. On these, there's a no-cut buffer proposed of 150 feet with additional provision to widen that buffer around the outer bends that are subject to active erosion. The main purpose of these buffers is to make sure that we get a good supply of large woody debris into the system, and large woody debris is important for creating fish habitat through pools and providing sites for microfauna to grow and so forth. The third type is our a catch-all. It's smaller, non-glacial dynamic streams. They're less than 50 feet wide. It's also stable streams, both glacial and non-glacial, and it's lakes. And on those, there's a 100-foot no-cut buffer provided, and that's the same distance as under the current standards. On the smallest streams, which are less than 3 feet wide, we call these our type 2D streams, there's a 50-foot no-cut buffer, and the main intent of that is to make sure we keep sediment out of those small streams. In addition, beyond 50 feet out to 100 feet, there's a provision that when harvesting occurs that you have to make sure there's no rutting that would create flow paths for sediment to get into the waters. The protections that apply to the anadromous streams, if there is a forested estuary, the same buffer distance would apply to the adjacent estuary. There are actually fairly few forested estuaries in the Region 2 region. It's unlike Region 1, there are many of those. It also defines what riparian areas means, consistent with the recommended buffer standards. And for state land, the bill also keeps an existing requirement, which provides that out to 300 feet on anadromous and high-value resident fish streams on state land, any harvesting that happens has to be consistent with maintenance or enhancement of wildlife habitat as well as fish habitat. Forest Practices Act just addresses fish habitat and water quality on private land and other public land, but on the state land, we have the ability to protect wildlife habitat as well. In that provision, however, it does amend it to make it clear that we can deal with both wildlife habitat maintenance and enhancement, because we want to make sure that we can do enhancement when that's appropriate. The recommended buffers are wider than the interim standard is for the large dynamic rivers, which are the 2A and 2B waters. On the smallest streams, the 2D waters, they are narrower than the current standard, and on the 2C waters, it's the same. There are some reasons why the large dynamic rivers have wider buffers in Region 2, and one of the things the Board of Forestry wanted to make sure is that we clarify that the proposed standards are specific to Region 2. The standards in each region are tailored to the conditions in those regions. There are more large dynamic rivers in forested areas in Region 2 than in the other regions, so these are areas that have potential to be harvested. Secondly, our timber volumes in Region 2 are lower in terms of the volume per acre than they are in the other regions. And so to get the same amount of large woody debris into the river, you need a larger area to draw from. Third, more of the timber in the riparian areas tends to be deciduous trees, particularly cottonwood. Those are softer. They don't last as long as large woody debris when they get into the system. Fourth, there's a wider distribution of anadromous and high-value resident fish in the waters of Region 2, and there's disproportionately high use and high value of that fishery. Region 2 is only about 11% of the land area in the state, but it accounts for 30 to 50% of the recreational fishing in the state. So for all those reasons, on those dynamic large rivers, the buffers are wider. I do want to point out that there is one technical error in the version of the bill you have before you. It's on page 5, line 26, in the introductory line for section 3. It says AS 4117-118 is repealed and reenacted. It should say 4117-118A. It should be just that subsection that's reenacted. There is a section B and C, and there's no change to those sections. I would be glad to entertain any questions or.
So, is that an amendment? We have to conceptual amendment that you're asking.
Yes, please. We would appreciate that, Mr. Chair.
Somebody want to move that? Can you go over a little slower as to where it's at?
It's on page 5, line 26. It's the introductory sentence for section 3. It says AS 4117-118 is repealed and reenacted. It should say AS 4117-118A. It should just be subsection A.
What difference does it make?
There is a subsection B and C that we don't want to repeal. If it goes in here, then the other sections B and C drop out of the existing law. And they refer to the ability on state land to do land use planning.
You just didn't put them in the bill. That's what you didn't do.
We just didn't,
So you just need to make sure they stay in.
Exactly. Correct. Thank you.
Chairman, I'd like to move a conceptual amendment. I guess the typos will, they'll work on it. But on line 26, page 5, change section 3, AS 41.17.118 to AS 41.17.118A.
Hearing no objections, it's adopted. Questions? Or the I have just one. And years ago in, this is the Matsu area, there was a Rec River bill that's passed by Sam Cotton. What does this do to the Rec Rivers bill?
The recreation rivers, Mr. Chairman, are areas that are off limits for commercial harvesting. So this has no effect on those.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions? We only have two people online, and they were there for questions. Anybody in the audience want to testify?
Chairman, just a point of observation, if I could.
Yes, Mr. Speaker.
This has got to be a miracle. Absolute miracle. I have in front of me, and I think you all do too, a letter from the Alaska Center for the Environment in support of a Governor Murkowski bill. This has got to be a great day, huh?
Must be leaving.
The closed public comment, bring it to the committee. Wishes of the committee?
Chairman?
Mr. Harris?
I'd like to move that we move from committee House Bill number 420, the A version, with individual recommendations, attached fiscal note if there is any.
Hearing no objections, the bill is moved from committee. We are adjourned.